Camille just dribbled. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back
episode
2 of Clueless.
Oh, I totally forgot the name of our podcast.
Okay, let's just keep rolling.
Okay, welcome to...
We don't need to do everything again. We did that last week. We did every section so many times. Now we know the sections, we can just keep going.
Okay.
So...
Shouldn't we welcome people to the podcast?
Yeah, we're like, this is the intro.
Okay. Hey, guys.
We've said hello. Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome back. We are very happy to be here. We didn't think that we were going to be able to record one today. We weren't really feeling up to it, but then...
Inspiration hits.
And here we are, and I'm super excited for this.
It's time for Rapid Fire.
Did we have a song for that last week? Did we have an intro thing?
I don't know.
We should, if it's going to be a segment. I think that's the one we didn't make, so let's just make one for it this week. Rapid Fire!
Yes!
Cool.
All right.
So,
which character from Friends are you?
Chandler. Favorite breakfast meal? What's your favorite meal in the morning?
Avocado toast.
There you go.
Just like Meghan Markle.
Okay, keep going. What?
If you were a breed of dog, what would you be?
Cockapoo. What's your favorite summer activity? Come on. What do you think of? Just, rapid fire. What do you like doing in the summer that you can't do in the winter?
Road trips.
Cool.
Oh, okay, me. If you could bring back one trend from the 90s, what would it be?
Parachute pants. What makes you truly happy?
Wait a second. Parachute pants?
Yeah.
Did you wear parachute pants?
No, they were in an episode of The Simpsons.
And you just like...
And in the episode of The Simpsons, the guy wearing them did a really cool like moon dance thing. And it always just looked really cool as a kid. And I always tried to do it as a kid. What makes you truly happy?
Being surrounded by people I love.
Cool, your turn.
That's all I got.
We had to make 4. You only made 3? You didn't come prepared this week? Okay, Camille.
Well, I'll think of another one.
I'll think of one.
Okay. Convertible or motorcycle?
Convertible. Who is your favorite boy and favorite girl from Love Island?
Okay.
Quick fire, rapid fire.
I like Danny, yes. And I like y'all.
That's a boy and a boy, also a girl.
No, Danny's a girl.
Oh, I thought you meant Jack. When you said Danny, I heard Jack.
That doesn't make any sense. Is that like, what was it? Like, I say Laurel and you heard...
Yanny? I didn't actually listen to that thing, though.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, it's just the endless cycle of the
internet. No, I don't like y'all. Ask me that one again.
Okay, Camille, your favorite boy and your favorite girl from Love Island.
Okay. Danny and... No, I do like EL.
Okay.
I do like him. Okay. I do like him. I just like him, okay? Don't judge me. I just like
I'm
him.
I'm not judging you. I'm really weirded out.
No one will know what Love Island is except for Katie.
Okay, well, Hannah. If you don't know what Love Island is, it's a new reality TV show.
It's not new.
It's a new season of this reality TV show.
Not a reality TV show. The
best...
reality TV show
ever. And that's Love Island. Sponsor us.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of audience questions. This is a question from Katie, my stepsister. What are y'all's thoughts on small sunglass trend?
What is that?
I guess that sunglasses are getting smaller.
They are?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you? Really? I see loads of people wear ones that look like bug eyes on them. They're like massive. That's like a fashion I thought for women at the moment. Just like really big ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know what that trend is?
No.
I don't know. We're clueless.
Clueless.
We're gonna have to check in on that. Thank you for expanding our
fashion horizons.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't work for me. I don't think it would work for me. Do you think it would work for you?
Oh, hells yeah. Yeah. Are you what? Kidding? I used to wear sunglasses like way too big for me.
No, small.
Oh, what? I thought it was larger. Smaller?
Small sunglasses trend. I think the 90s are back. Knock, knock. Who's there? 90s.
Good job, babe.
Okay, what are our thoughts on the Drake and Pusha T feud?
Who's asking this?
Still Katie. Oh, remember? You were like, oh, they said Pusha T. And I said, no, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, you literally didn't
Who's
know that.
Pusha T? And then we had to rewind. And I was like, what? Who's Pusha T?
Didn't you think they said, like...
Priscilla, or I thought they said...
No, I thought that you heard them say, like, Earl Grey T.
I didn't know. I thought you were... Who's Pusha T?
I still don't know who it is. I'm pretty sure it's like a rapper. I don't know though.
What are they feuding about?
I guess rap songs. Like ones like, yo, you're not allowed to rap on my territory.
Definitely.
Or like maybe Drake's like, you can't come into Canada.
Or is it like over a girl?
Maybe it's over a girl. Who's Drake with nowadays?
Rihanna.
He is? Really?
I think that was like 5 years ago. I only know about like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry feud, which ended recently. I'm really happy for them. Okay. Thanks, Katie. Sorry we don't have any answers. I have another question. This is from Alyssa Dodson, a.k.a. my sister. Do we have any questions that aren't from sisters of mine? Don't think so. Okay. Alyssa says, what do you think about the launch of the Ocean Cleanup Project in 2018 over the next few months? Now, Alyssa, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no clue what that is. But anything that involves ocean cleanup, I'm very, very into. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. Now let's very quickly figure out what it is. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. For everyone that doesn't know what this is very interesting. On May 11th, during the Next Phase event, we finally unveiled what we have been covertly working on for the past 2 years, an improvement to our design that will enable us to start extracting plastic from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch within the next 12 months. I'm assuming that's a massive patch of ocean. We estimate to be able to remove half of the garbage in just 5 years.
I am so on board,
that's
Alyssa.
That's amazing.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Very much thank you for bringing this to our attention. That's so cool. I had no idea. Technology is amazing. Technology is amazing.
Yes.
Great, great question.
Yes.
Yes, I am all for that. Where do I say yes?
Right here.
Oh, they've already done it. It's a go. Send in the forklifts.
You don't need us to tell you that this is a good idea.
Okay, so moving on now, we have two categories left.
Welcome to my world.
Duh.
Do you have anything happening in your world this week?
Yes, so Camille, you must, for 30 seconds, talk about this topic. So Camille, this week England played their final football friendly before the World Cup's about to start.
That's right.
They played against Nigeria.
Yes,
and
they did.
Marcus Rashford, the young Mancunian winger. He's a wonder kid. He plays for Manchester United. He's like 19, 20 years old. Very exciting talent. He scored an amazing goal and we won.
Yeah.
And his goal was amazing. But what happened? What was it that was so amazing? How did he score?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I get to talk about this because, wow, it blew me away. Just knocked my socks off. So Marcus, he was stung by a bee when he was running down the pitch, so to speak. And so he started kind of flailing his body all around. Blah! And he ended up doing like a cartwheel, trying to get the bee out of his jersey. And he did one of those.
Well, like with his hands.
Yeah.
He like just did a cartwheel on the grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then as he was cartwheeling, he picked the ball up with his.
With his hands?
No, his feet.
He picked the ball up with his feet whilst he was cartwheeling. When you're cartwheeling, your hands are on the grass.
Babe, do you want me to tell you what happened or not?
No, I'm just making sure I'm still with you, because this isn't physically possible.
Yeah, and then he did one of those over-the-head roundabout kick to the goal. Goal! Right?
So his body was like an elastic, like snapping it.
Yes. It was insane. I mean, like,
that's why he's the wonder kid that he
is. You have to see it to believe it. I know it's like really hard for you to believe.
Man, the hamstrings of a 19-year-old.
I know, right? If only.
Do you have one for me?
Well, was I right?
Do you think you were right?
Was any part of that right?
No.
What happened?
You think that him getting stung by a bee to doing
it. No, I don't think that happened, Ed.
So why did you just say none of it was right? What part of that could have been right? It was all insane.
Oh.
He shot from like 35 yards away and it was like top corner. 35
yards. Okay, I'm trying to visualize
that. It's a long way.
Wow.
It was amazing.
YouTube that, guys. Gotta see it to believe it.
Okay, do you have one for me?
Well done, Marky Mark.
Marcus.
This Marky Marcus.
He's got Mark Wahlberg.
You know who Marky Mark is?
Who doesn't? Hey, I'm Marky Mark.
I think he wore parachute pants.
And then Boston. Hey, go watch my movie. The Disneyland one. Where I'm the hero as the quarterback. Okay. I'm Marky Mark.
So many questions about what you're doing right now.
What's
is
the
that
movie?
A Boston accent?
Yeah, I was trying. I'm not good at accents.
Hey.
I didn't sound like
Disneyland
that.
Movie? Do you mean...
In the quarterback one.
You mean Disney movie?
No, yeah. Yes, I mean Disney movie.
Okay, and are you talking about the one...
It's called, like, Believe or something.
Where he, like, is just, like, a walk-on
yes,
tryout.
Yes, yes,
and he becomes
what's
amazing.
What's it called?
Like...
It's what you are when you're, like, you can't be killed by anything.
Invincible!
Yes!
Yes!
Good job!
Okay. Ed?
Yes.
So this happened in my world this week. It was really cool to find out. Okay. So, you know how...
Yeah, I'm listening.
Am I supposed to pretend like you know?
Yes.
Okay. You know the Yoga Girl podcast?
Yes.
Okay. So inspirational.
Yes.
So this week, you might recall, she was talking about how she was back in Stockholm, where she's from.
Yes, she is.
As you know.
Yep.
And she got this invitation to this, like, crazy... yoga event where it said, like, show up at this hotel, you'll be taken to an undisclosed venue, and a
wow.
celebrity is teaching the yoga class.
Oh my goodness.
Do you remember who it was?
Yes, it was Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Who the heck is that?
He's the greatest Swedish football player of all time. He's about, I think he's like close to 40 now. He just left Man United and he's like 36, 37 ish, I think. And he's like 6'7" and was known for being like an incredibly athletic football player. He scores like over the head kicks all the time. And he's like, he does like Kung Fu apparently. I think he's like a black belt in something. Yeah. And he's known for being like pretty damn flexible and probably does a shit ton of yoga.
So it was him?
Yes, it was. I know it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, I know. I'm just...
Oh.
I'm still in the story mode. Yes, so now, Camille, tell us. Well, I really had you believing.
I did. It was Usher.
What?
It was Usher. So she gets this thing that's like, you're going to yoga with Usher. And she's like, oh, they're going to play like Usher-themed music or like Usher music.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a hip-hop yoga class. She gets there and Usher's like, hey, namaste. Like,
wow.
Come on in, you know. Yoga's changing my life and I just want to share my yoga
Legend.
Practice with you. And he, I guess he's like, he's moving his work towards sharing yoga with the world. I mean, namaste, Usher.
Usher's a legend.
Yeah.
Favorite Usher song?
Let It Burn.
Something Special. Oh, so the final, are we now into the final one?
Yeah.
What's the final one?
You Idiot.
Oh, yes. And I've just called this one Clueless. Is that allowed?
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. First? Wait, then what's the intro?
You idiot.
Camille, this week you were clueless when you were playing Mario Kart and you were trying to do the drifting. You remember when you were trying to turn?
Yeah.
You just couldn't figure it out.
Well, they didn't have drifting in 1997 when I was playing. You know the controller that looked like a
You mean on the Nintendo, Nintendo 64?
Yeah.
They didn't have drifting. Yes, they did. What do you... That was the whole game. That was how you move faster than just holding A all the time.
Oh, no one ever told me that.
What?
No wonder I always lost.
What? Drifting is like the essence of Mario Kart. It is what the pick and roll is to basketball,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, I'm still very unclear on what that means, too. I feel like my whole life's been a lie. No one ever told me
you
about
drifting.
You
never knew about drifting. That's unreal. I was really... that's why I've... talked about it this week because I'm shocked that anyone could be clueless about drifting in Mario Kart who like has played games growing up.
Audience, let's take a poll here. Let us know. Do you know what drifting is? Shoot us a comment on Instagram.
I'm going to make a poll right now
on
Instagram. My Instagram story. Yes, because that's the only place where we're talking about this podcast. Future Ed coming at you now from the editing booth. Just to confirm the results of the poll, out of 18 people, 16 of you know what drifting is. You know how powerful it is. So just to confirm, Camille is clueless. Now back to the feature presentation.
Ed?
Yes.
You know, I really love that you're British.
Thank you.
I think you have a cute accent and you're so funny and you say weird things all the time.
Thanks.
But you know what is sad to me and to your family?
What?
You are becoming less and less British all the time.
That's true. I know.
Sometimes you don't even remember if a phrase or a word is
British
or American.
I'm so, so ashamed by it.
So here's
I can't
the
help
quiz.
It though. It's like when in Stranger Things, when you're in the bad place, it just like seeps away from
this
you.
Is the bad place?
No, it's not the bad place. I'm just saying, like, I can't help it, you know? I wish I could. I just can't. It's just the culture you're
in. Okay. So I'm going to ask you some, I'm going to say some words, and you're going to tell me if they're British
English
American English.
Okay, I think I can do this. I'm going to have to answer 7 times. If I get at least 5, then I'm still British.
Okay. Trainers.
Sneakers, and they're shoes that you wear, you know, when for any everyday use.
I'm not asking you what it is. I'm asking if it's British or American.
It's British.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Trolley.
Shopping cart, and that is American. No, it's English. It's English. It's English. Yeah, it's trolley. Sorry, it's English. It's English. That counts. Two for two.
Popsicle.
Ice lolly, and popsicle is American. Hey, you want a popsicle? No, I would like an ice lolly, sir. Okay. And that'll be 99p.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Paper towel.
Paper towel, like serviette, I think? And we call them serviettes? No, frickadeeky. What is it?
Kitchen roll.
Kitchen roll! Now I've got one wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 out of 4.
I wrote this down. I don't know what it means or where I got it.
Okay.
Joggers?
Joggers. Yeah, like sweatpants.
Okay.
Joggers are American, and they are. That's what you call them.
No!
Yes, it is. That's what they were called in all of the stores we were shopping at today.
Oh.
So you call them the same thing in that case.
Sat-nav.
Sat-nav. GPS. Sat-nav. And sat-nav is English?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was a genuine guess. I'm still alive. Okay, so what am I? I'm 5 out of 6.
Yeah, I think
this is the last question. If I get it wrong, I'm not British. And if I get it right, I'm okay. Okay, come on. I need this.
Trunk.
Boot. And trunk is American. And I am still British.
Hooray! I have bonus question.
Okay, go for it.
And I'm just going to give you some examples and you're going to tell me what
is the
thing
other...
I'm describing.
Oh, okay,
sure. What are the things I'm describing?
Okay.
We've got Waitrose, we've got Bartels, we've got...
Yeah, they're like everyday stores. Grocery stores. Supermarkets.
The stores?
The stores, yeah.
I'm sorry. We have to take your British card now.
Why?
Those are called shops in England. Shops!
Oh, freak. You're right. Shops. What did I call them?
Stores.
I'm so sorry, Queen.
Parking lot. British or American?
Parking lot. That sounds American. Parking lot. Is it a trap? Parking lot. Think, Edward, think. Parking lot is to... Okay. Popsicle is to ice lolly, as to parking lot is to... parking lot. Drive-in storage location?
Oh my god.
Parking lot is the parking lot. It's the same. It's a trick question. Fuck, what is it?
Car park.
No! It is, you're right, the car park.
I broke Ed.
You really did.
How do you want to end it?
I don't know, I don't think we need... Let's not have an end. Let's just always let it...
What is...
Let's just trail it off
what
organically.
What is something you're most looking forward to in the week to come?
My friend Chow coming out to stay with me in Seattle for like 11 days. And I'm so excited. We're going to have the best time and I can't wait for him to get her. Chow, you are so definitely going to be in a podcast, mate.
You can teach us so much about the modern world. He uses Tinder, so he can teach
Yeah, because we are clueless when it comes to like the dating world
like,
right now.
Like slip into the DMs.
Yeah, we listen to
what
a lot of...
What would you say if you were slipping into my DMs?
Is that when I like... If I'm like chatting you up, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, so you like yoga? I tried hot yoga once. Oh, it was crazy. What do you think about hot yoga? Do you want to go to the movies?
Yes, I do.
Cool.
Okay. You're a fortune cookie. What do you say? Don't stop believing.
Nice, I like that.
Hold on to that feeling.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, with those,
Sayonara.
We'll Namaste. See you guys next week. Peace out.